You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Mariners looking for their first win of the season, taking on the Astros. First inning, Ariel Miranda facing George Springer, leading off the bottom half of the frame.
3-2. And Springer drills it deep to left center field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Off the community leader's signs, Springer's third home run of the year, his second in as many days, and it's 1-0 Astros.
Here's the 3-2. That's hammered way out to left field. That's a no-doubter. That's a tie ball game over the Landry's Crawford boxes for Mitch Haniger. His first of the season makes it a tie ball game.
0-1. And that's lifted right field side, shallow. Springer racing over by the stands, reaches into the stands and tumbles over. Did he hold on? He did. Springer reached over that low sidewall and went part of the way into the stands, but held on to the baseball to end the inning.
1-1.
Dyson lifts this one out in the left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Botter around third. He will score. Heredia stops at second base. It's an RBI single for Dyson to give the Mariners a 3-2 lead.
2-1.
Ground ball chopped to the right side. That's a base hit. Around third is Heredia, and he will score. Dyson goes to third, and the Mariners lead 4-2. So Seattle had one hit in the series with runners in scoring position coming into this inning, and they have two here in the ninth.
The Mariners avoid the sweep, taking it 4-2. The Seattle bullpen goes four scoreless innings, allowing just one hit, capped by Edwin Diaz notching his first save of the year. Gene Segura with his second straight multi-hit game. Astros manager A.J. Hinch spoke after the game about his team's first loss of the season.
We're not going to have some of the at-bats we're having. I mean, we did face some pretty good pitching. I mean, those guys, they have some pretty good pitching over there. So I think it's a little combination of both. It's getting into the season. I think there's an anxiousness to a lot of players. When you break camp, you get into the season, you want your first hit. You want to feel like you're in this rhythm. You get distracted a little bit in the first week, and we certainly haven't swung the bats perfectly, but again, you focus on the good stuff. We won 3 out of 4 against a division opponent that's going to be pretty good.
I thought he was good. You know, early, he was in command of a lot of his pitches. He had the 3-2 home run, which I think was one misexecution or poor selection. But got a little tired at the end when they built a couple hits and then in the walk to Cruz. But all in all, I think that type of outing from Joe is going to be expected. I think he had command of his pitches enough. I think he wasn't perfect, but he kept us in the game. We didn't create a ton of run scoring opportunities until about the fifth, and he was continuing to go out there and pitch well. So I certainly will take that outing from Joe. The walk was a close call, didn't go our way. The hit by pitch, just a little backup slider, it looked like that nicked Ruiz. And against this lineup with the speed they have, Dyson came up with a big hit. We sort of helped them create an inning. And they came up with a big hit.
Ken Giles couldn't hold the lead in the ninth in the Astros' 4-2 defeat.
Don't want it to go like that, but I just got to look past it and move on. I mean, things didn't go my way. We had a lot of chances. I had a lot of chances to put them away, and I didn't execute. Felt like I threw good pitches, just didn't execute them the right way that I wanted to.
Jose Altuve had a hit, but Houston couldn't complete the sweep of the Mariners.
Everything's going to be all right. I'm really happy for the three games we won in a row, obviously, today. As a loss, but I feel very optimistic about the team.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.